At the 2013 National Convention of the FFA organization, we're in Louisville, Kentucky, and one of our Proficiency Award winners from the state of Oklahoma, Tanner Miller. Tanner, congratulations. Tell us about your SAE and then your award today.
Thank you, sir. My SAE is in diversified livestock production, entrepreneurship. I raise boar goats, Pembroke Welsh corgis, as well as Dorper sheep. Each of these entities began small and has grown to quite a large capacity. I now run 58 does. I have 4 producing female corgis and 20 ewes.
Now, a livestock operation in Oklahoma, the common expectation is probably beef cattle, and that's more of a commodity. This is more of a specialty that you're operating in each of these three categories, isn't it?
Correct, sir. These are less common, but with the acreage I had available, these are the ones that allow me to maximize my acreage grazing potential.
You know, I would think that there's the market that is available for these three entities probably pretty strong, isn't it?
Yes, the market's very strong. Dorper sheep are growing in popularity for their carcass value. Of course, the boar goats have been popular since around the late 1990s, and I market most of mine towards the junior livestock exhibition, and then the corgis are popular companion dog.
Now, on the goats, we've almost seen an explosion in the number of meat goats in the various major shows, the Oklahoma Youth Expo, Tulsa Show, and others. A lot of folks are looking at a great entry point into livestock exhibition with the goats, right?
Correct, sir. I, from personal experience with my dad as an ag teacher, we have several first-time showmen that goats are one of the first things that interests them, and it's something that's small and allows them control. And it's a great starter project.
As far as, you know, what's FFA meant to you? Obviously, you've been involved in it since, eighth grade, freshman
grade,
year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell me about your experience with FFA.
My experience with FFA has been a very bright one. FFA has taught me so many lessons, and we all talk about responsibility, but it's so much greater than that. It's work ethic, perseverance. Never did I think I would have the opportunity to be in national finals for a third time, let alone a national winner for the second time. And it just is proof in the pudding that your hard work does pay off, and you just got to stick with it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.